push notifications or browser push notifications means that you as a merchant are able to send push notifications as you maybe know them from, you know, probably know them from mobile apps, for example. But web push allows you to send these push notifications through the browser.
Welcome to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast, brought to you by Milk Bottle Labs, Ireland's top-rated Shopify experts. Milk Bottle Labs build, upgrade, migrate, and market Shopify and Shopify Plus stores all over the world. Milk Bottle will migrate you onto Shopify with zero interruption, guaranteed, or optimize your Shopify store and maximize store sales. This podcast is kindly supported by our favorite Shopify app and the only app we install in every store. Rewind.io is the leading backup solution for your Shopify store. We'll talk more about Rewind later. Now over to your host, founder of Milk Bottle Labs, Keith Matthews.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast. I'm delighted to chat to a good friend of Milk Bottle Labs today, Felix Sewold. Felix is partnership manager with a wonderful app, PushL, that sends push notifications to potential customers of Shopify stores. And Felix is here to have a chat with us today and give us some insights into a new channel for many users that a lot of people probably haven't considered in the past. Felix, how are you?
Keith, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. How are you today?
I'm good. Not too bad. We're recording on a Friday, which is a nice wind down time to record. And I am sitting at home in Dublin. So where are you based? Where are you talking to me from?
I'm right now in Bangalore. So Bangalore, India. We got 8:30 p.m. right now.
Bangalore in India. I can safely say that you're the first person that I've interviewed from India. So let's have a chat a bit about where you're based. But before you go there, you've traveled quite a bit. I noticed that you've lived in Vietnam. Are you originally from Germany, Felix?
Yeah, right. I'm originally from Germany. Actually coming from a small village on an island. Like literally an island, so you just got to get away. And I try to travel a fair bit, yeah.
And what brought you initially to Vietnam?
That is actually ages ago. That was in university. I was studying business school, obviously, that was in Switzerland. And I just needed to get out of that, because otherwise I would have ended up being an investment banker or a management consultant. And I just needed an exchange term that was super different to that experience I made there. And I could choose. So I was like, let's try something new. Let's try Vietnam. That sounds interesting. And that's kind of how I ended up there. Spent there some time in university, came back for language school, for internships, for travel, for full-time work, remote work. And yeah, this is how I kind of ended up there.
Yeah, I was there back in 2002, 2003. And I have to say, I still miss the food there. The food and the depth of the culture is just fantastic. I was in Ho Chi Minh as well, actually. But see, you were there also. So now you are with PushL and you're looking after their partner channel. So in terms of an app and in terms of a channel, would it be correct to say that customer notifications are probably something that most e-commerce store owners don't even consider or don't even look at?
Yeah, I mean, many people don't have it on their agenda yet, but the adoption rate is crazy. We got 4 to 5 Shopify Plus stores signing up with us every day. So it is coming right now. Web push is, like a lot of people, yeah, as you said, a lot of people haven't really considered it yet, but those who are checking, okay, what else can I do? Which own channels do I have available for myself? Those people typically find web push as their next avenue.
For new Shopify store owners, or even, I suppose, mature store owners, a lot of store owners out there that are probably utilizing email, they're probably getting 10 or 20% of their store revenue through email. For those who haven't or don't even know what a push notification is, just give us a rundown on exactly what a push notification is, and then we'll go in specifically into PushL and what PushL can do. But explain in principle what a push notification is to a user.
Sure. So push notifications or browser push notifications means that you as a merchant are able to send push notifications as you maybe know them from, you know, probably know them from mobile apps, for example. But web push allows you to send these push notifications through the browser. So that means through your mobile browser, through your desktop browser. And this means there will be a notification right on your screen that is promoting a coupon code, promoting your blog, reminding you of an abandoned cart, alerting you that there's something back in stock. These push notifications have text, they have image, they have a link, they potentially have buttons. So it's a pretty rich medium.
So a push notification to a mobile user, let's say an iPhone user, would be a typical notification where the notification on the phone simply says one SMS or your operating system is ready to be updated.
Right.
That's the format that people would be used to. What you guys are doing is actually connecting that to a specific e-commerce store. Is that right?
Yes. So we absolutely focus on Shopify e-commerce and we really utilize all the technology that is available with Shopify. For example, abandoned cart reminder. That is the typical use case. So people come to us because obviously a lot of carts are abandoned and now they're seeking for a good way to retarget those shoppers. And because Shopify provides us this cart token for everyone who ever clicked on add to cart, we are able to then send them a push notification. And we don't need their email address anymore. We don't need them to visit the cart page. They don't need to start the checkout process. So that's a very typical use case.
And I also noticed that you have a back in stock automation as well. So can you explain how that would work? Obviously, a store owner would record new stock having arrived. And then what does that push to the user then, to the consumer?
So you can, inside the push out dashboard, you can predefine the notification you want to send. And once you have set that up, all you need is subscribers obviously going to the product page and subscribing to that specific back in stock alert. And as soon as your Shopify backend realizes you are having this product back in stock, automatically a push notification is sent to everyone who subscribed to that specific product, maybe a t-shirt or like a table, whatever it is. And it's fully automated.
And in terms of integrations, then the first thing that I'm thinking of, Felix, is the back in stock alert that Klaviyo has inbuilt. Are you guys integrated with the email providers?
We're not integrated with the email providers yet. We do integrate like with Now Back in Stock that from EastSideGo. That's an app we integrate with. So basically, that would mean that you click the back in stock alert button and then you would, as usual, enter an email. And then additionally, you can subscribe to the web push-based back in stock alert.
Okay. The one that I'm really interested in is shipping notifications, because one of the key updates that you can give any customer is when the product is actually going to arrive. So how does that work?
Yeah, I mean, the most of the customer support requests are like, hey, where's my order, right? So
yeah, exactly.
The shipping notification is automatically sent when the item is fulfilled. Again, it's automatic. It's based on Shopify, your order admin, and we receive the information about fulfillment. And if you think about it, it's actually fairly simple. And then what merchants do is they would, for example, add more information to that shipping notification, for example, a coupon code for the next order. So they would already think of the upsell opportunity in that notification.
Can you give us any examples of some brands that are using the app and taking advantage of the features?
Sure. For example, we are working with Pruzi, which is a fitness gear Shopify merchant, Shopify Plus merchant. And they have been one of our early clients. And we have been working with them over 4 months to optimize their campaigns, optimize their automations, and just kind of build a case study out of that. What they saw over that time frame is actually a 299x return on investment on what they spend with PushOut. So they basically saw 300 times the revenue generated with WebPush on what they paid for the software.
That actually just brings me to the next question then. In terms of your pricing, I noticed that you've got a basic plan, which is forever free, which is I think is fantastic. It gives you a list of functions on the app for no charge. And then your next price then is up to 19. So if I go to the enterprise level, which is, you know, high traffic sites, is the pricing connected to the sales in the store or is it just a flat fee?
We go by impressions. So for us, impressions means a successfully delivered web push notification. And that's, by the way, another advantage of this web push technology. Like we actually know when a notification was successfully delivered. And then it's basically a usage-based charge. So you would buy 50,000 impressions, 100,000 impressions. And that's how the pricing for enterprise goes. So if you get really successful, you might pay us like $500,000 a month.
Let's take a short break and I'll share the one app we install on every Shopify build. The team at Rewind.io have developed the leading backup solution for Shopify. Did you know there is no way of recovering lost data from a Shopify store? Rewind.io automatically backs up your store data. In the event of a data loss, usually due to human error, Rewind enables you to rewind your store back to its previous state. It's so simple and is used by some of the world's leading Shopify agencies, such as Kurt Elster of EtherCycle and Kelly Vaughan at the Tap Room. If your store is gaining traction, you may have multiple users making changes. Often store owners allow theme or app developers enter a store to add code. Sometimes mistakes happen and data gets deleted. You can reduce your business risk today and prevent a costly catastrophe by installing the Rewind.io app on your Shopify store. Get your first month of Rewind for free by simply responding to any of the welcome messages or emails you receive after you begin your 7-day trial and mention this podcast. Now, back to the interview. Yeah, it's interesting you say that. I just got off a call with another app developer, actually, and they were linked to sales. They were taking a small cut of sales, and they just moved over now to impressions. I suppose from a customer point of view, it makes perfect sense. If you're getting more impressions, the chances are that you're getting more conversions. So your sales are up as a result of the conversions, so you can afford to spend more than if the app is working and it's doing exactly what it says in the tin.
I think impressions is the value we deliver, and like taking a cut off your sales, then you probably end up discussing, you know, you might end up discussing attributions or all these kind of things. So impressions is something we fully control and the merchant has control over. So we felt there was the true value, the true measure of value we can provide.
Can you guys measure how many people dismiss the notification as well? Can you do that?
Currently just show the subscribers. I'm not sure how the technology is going because all the browsers deal with it a little bit different. So currently we just show the people who accept the push notification.
Okay. And can I choose as a PushL user whether the notification goes to the browser or goes to the user's mobile device? Or is it just the same notification that goes to whatever device the user is on?
It's based where you as a customer, as a Shopify, as a store visitor subscribe to, right? So if you subscribe on a mobile device, then you can only reach that user on the mobile device. But then what the PushL dashboard again allows you is to segment. So if you have something, if you have an offer that you want to bring only to the mobile users, then you can just segment these people. And equally, for example, if you have a campaign and your assumption is this will be for people who are commuting to work at 9 a.m. and 8 a.m. So maybe you just want to reach the mobile people and then you want to run another campaign in the evening because you know people are shopping on the desktop in the evening. So you send something with a desktop segment at 8 p.m., for example.
That's very powerful, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's one of the default segments. It's very helpful. But even like, for example, one of the segmentation approaches I really like is looking into the, like, how long has somebody not purchased with you, right? Like, has somebody not purchased you for 60 days, for example, and then use that segment and try to get these people back, try to win these people back and get them to your store. So segmentation is a very, very interesting topic, obviously also for email, right? So we also utilize that at Webpush.
So would it be logical then, Felix, to say that if you target your unengaged users, which is what you're referring to, and target them on mobile, that you may actually have a higher conversion rate because naturally most people are going to have their phone in their hand 24/7. Is that something that you're seeing or is that just a sweeping statement? Does every customer and every demographic and every vertical that you see, do they all have a different range of results?
Yeah, so the results, the for example, the click-through rate, that varies a lot and it depends a lot on how often, like how frequent are you sending these web push notifications? Because at some point people just get tired of it potentially. But then coming back to your question, right? Would mobile visitors seeing a high? I haven't looked into that point of data yet. So basically, let's say if you are sending like say 2-3 campaigns a week to your subscribers, you're ending up seeing a 4% click rate on these push notifications. And that's kind of the baseline. And then everything else, like all the other results, depend on, you know, how engaged is your audience, what kind of offers are you making, et cetera. So then it becomes really a one-by-one case where I don't have like good averages for you at hand right now.
That's fine. But the way you're describing it is, people should actually consider it as a channel, obviously. But also, it looks like something that you should really manage similar to outbound email. Is that right?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Keith, of course. It is an equally important channel. I think it's another channel you own, similar to email. We're not reliant on Facebook or anything else. So yeah, you should have, maybe in the start, have your newsletter, your email marketing expert manage Webpush as well. But it's definitely a channel you have to pay attention to. Yeah.
Yeah, I've also noticed Klaviyo recently switched on, Klaviyo, the email marketing platform, recently switched on SMS notifications. But an SMS, I suppose you're not guaranteed delivery depending on where the user is if they've no phone reception. But of course, with these notifications, you have the ability to send it to the browser and also the mobile. So would you suggest that users of PushL treat the browser versus the mobile browser or the mobile handset as a completely different channel? Should they be treated differently?
Each channel has its specifics. What I think is you have to be aware of your channel. You have to be aware of your audience and send the right message on the right channel. I think SMS has its advantages, definitely, because if you get an SMS, you end up opening it. Like that's how I feel a lot of times. Webpush has another advantage, right? Because it is already opened when it's on your screen and all you need is a click. You need a good channel mix. You need a good mix of own channels to be successful with your retention marketing.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes perfect sense. Is there any other use cases you'd like to share, Felix?
One thing I have been looking into a lot recently is Shopify Flow. Have you used Shopify Flow before?
Yeah, we have. Yeah, and Plus, yeah.
So we built a connector for Shopify Flow, and that basically allows you to send a push notification as an action. So you can, like, as you know, with Flow, right, you build these if-then. So you have a trigger and a condition and then an action. And you can connect everything to sending a push notification. So it could be as simple as a refund. Hey, here's a web push notification. But you can get more sophisticated. For example, if you work with loyalty, you can send a push notification based on, in 7 days, it's your birthday, or you have now enough points for a reward, or you moved up a tier, or you're about to move down a tier. So what I'm really interested is seeing these connections where people use Webpush to improve the customer experience. I think Webpush as a communication channel is just made for that as well.
When you talk about, for example, the push of a happy birthday message to somebody, the individual has to submit the birth date to ultimately receive the web push. So are you integrating with other apps to collect that information? Like, how is PushL receiving, for example, that date? Taking the birthday notification as an example, how is PushL receiving that data?
Right. So like for the birthday example, for example, you would need Shopify Flow. So you would open Shopify Flow, you would build a trigger based on loyalty line. They, for example, have a birth date. And then you would connect that to push out sending a push notification. But you're mentioning these connections, right? We also build some native integrations. For example, we integrate with review apps. And review apps obviously help merchants to get more reviews. But emails don't necessarily get opened anymore. Open rates are declining. So what you can do is when you take a review app like Luke's or Stamped or Judge Me, you can connect them with PushOwl and you can additionally send a web push notification. You can even remind your customer after they left the review, hey, here's another push notification. Please, can you also add a photo? Because photo reviews are, again, very important for conversion rates.
Yeah, you've just mentioned Luke's there. We're big fans of Luke's and Yoni, the founder, is a good friend of ours. So you've explained that very well. That was exactly what I wanted to hear in terms of the integrations with other apps. Because where Shopify becomes extremely powerful is the fact that all of the apps can talk to each other and integrate with each other. So one can trigger the other one to do something. So that makes perfect sense. So Felix, you know, well done on a wonderful app. Personally, it's a channel that I haven't really explored. I'll definitely explore it. I haven't spoken to you. You guys are app developers. You're busy. You're improving, you're always changing. Is there anything exciting that you're working on at the moment for launch in the near future, either internal or external?
Oh, we are always working on like super exciting stuff. Like something the whole team right now is very excited about is that we are introducing a lot of custom segments to our enterprise merchants. So we get, of course, a lot of demands. Like I want to target people who have haven't, what I earlier mentioned, haven't purchased for 60 days, or who are in New York, or who are in the zip code plus 50 miles, or I want to run an A-B test, or in like two different segments. I want to run, like, only send a push notification to people who have clicked on this collection. So we have one developer right now who's, like, absolutely dedicated on just building these segments based on the desire of our enterprise merchants. And that's something we're very excited about, to build, like, these segments for the merchants.
Interesting. So I suppose to our listeners then, what you're saying is that if you have customers with a significant customer base that require changes or tweaks to the service or to the app, you guys will actually work with the client and make those changes on a case-by-case basis. Is that a good way to explain it?
Yeah, that's a good way. Like, we're really trying to be very close to the merchant, understand their needs, and yeah, not, then we just roll out the segments.
Okay. Felix, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and we have a discount code which we will share in the show notes. Listen, really nice to talk to you, and I'm sure I'll see you at the next International Shopify event. Thanks for your time.
Keith, thank you. It was great.
Thanks for listening to the Milk Bottle Shopify e-commerce podcast. All of our episodes are available on Spotify and iTunes. We really appreciate the support of our sponsor, Rewind.io, the leading backup solution for your Shopify store. Get your first month of Rewind for free. Just respond to any of the welcome messages or emails after you begin your 7-day free trial and mention our podcast. Until the next time, take care.